But of course, the big story is certainly going to be yet more controversy around the tourism minister, Lindiwe Sisulu, yesterday denying that she had made any apology or retracted the articles she wrote, criticizing, amongst others, the judicial system. Tsidi Madia is our EWN reporter, keeping an eye on that story. Tsidi, you can't just keep up with South African politics, can you?
Good morning, Bongani. Certainly not. I was hoping the circus, as they keep saying, the ANC later conference, would kick in after Easter. Apparently not. We're going to start fresh at the beginning of the year. So no, can't keep up with them.
What we can confirm, of course, is that the president's issued the statement saying that the two had met. So at the very least, we know that there was a meeting held between the tourism minister and her boss.
Absolutely. In fact, both statements that came out last night say that there was a meeting. Even in her own statement, she says she met with the president. In the original statement that came via the ordinary channels, I must say that the statement from the presidency came from the presidency WhatsApp group, which is why nobody even doubted it for a second, because that's a normal channel of communication. So absolutely, we do know for a fact that the two met. Where there's a disagreement, Bongani, is what the conversation was and what the agreement was about the way forward.
And before we get into the rebuttal, if you will, how was the idea of the president admonishing the minister received? I mean, was it your sense that in general the commentariat agreed that that was the right move?
You know, people have been calling for it to be fired. They've been calling for action. So I think when people saw that statement, some people received it. I mean, I was looking at people's reactions saying, yeah, that's the president finally taking, you know, a stern line. But I'll be honest with you, that word stood out for me. I thought admonished. I said, that sounds like you're a naughty school kid who stepped out of line and you've been pulled back in by your parents or your teacher. And I couldn't imagine that sitting well with the minister at all. I'll be honest with you. That in and of itself made me question how that went down. It did feel like she was being chastised like a child. And for a lot of people, that struck the right tone. Obviously, that wasn't the end of the story with regards to the statement. I mean, words like she conceded that she was wrong, she used an appropriate language, was a very strong statement, Bongani, that came out from presidency.
Because ultimately, one would think that if there was a real admonition of Minister Sisulu, you would have expected her to own those words and release such a statement in person, and preferably, in fact, in front of the nation, saying sorry.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't have expected her to say it. Believe it or not, it's so difficult. I think I want to take you very quickly back to Malema Mbete from a speaker. There was a period where she spoke about Julius Malema as a cockroach, and the ANC forced her to apologize. That statement was done without her consent, without a signature. She did not come out herself to say, look, I was wrong, I'm sorry. So I wouldn't be surprised that a politician wouldn't want to look that way, particularly Lindiwe Sisulu, who's trying to build up a presidential campaign. It would make her look weak amongst those who believe she can take on Cyril Ramaphosa. So there's a lot of considerations, Bongani, around what do you do in a moment like this on both ends, I suppose.
Sure. I'm merely making the point that if you are the president and you really want to convince us that you are the one in charge and you have admonished the minister, the most convincing way to do it is having the minister say those words herself, which of course, as you point out, did not happen. In fact, not only did that not happen, Lindiwe Sisulu then released a statement saying that she'd just been informed by a media alert that the presidency said that she'd retracted her original expression, to use her word, and she categorically disowned that.
Absolutely. Again, I don't know if I was shocked, because I've spoken to people in the office and they said that they were not happy with the statement. So we knew something was brewing. We didn't know how quickly she'd respond. We did not know she'd come out calling the president a liar. It was absolutely shocking. I've never seen that way. Somebody openly defies their boss like that and then publicly calling the president, the head of state, a liar. I mean, if you wanted to say the lines are drawn, then that was it for Lindiwe Sisulu last night.
Well, she hinted that the statement at least was not true, because she says that is not what they agreed on when they met on Wednesday night at his house. So what next for the president? As you pointed out, many, including myself, have been calling for action, because it's very easy to look at this CD and say if he thought firing her would weaken him, not doing so has achieved exactly that end.
absolutely wrong of. So they released a statement again from President to say, you know, they stand by the original statement that she's apologized. But of course, that it can't end there. There is an MEC. That's the difficulty between the party line and the state role, where they keep blurring the lines of the MEC. So there's a National Executive Committee meeting. I expect this to become a big fight amongst ANC members today. But in terms of what the president does, I think he's been left very little option. I heard Bruce earlier saying to you, she's daring to be fired. Again, she is trying to mount a campaign to become president of the ANC, and he needs to think really hard about what he does there. And as you said, it does make him look weaker to be caught in a tussle. The president's office being caught in a back and forth doesn't bode well, not for us as a country, not for him as a head of state. So he does have to take action. I don't think she's going to resign. I think she wants him to push him out. And
if he were to do so, I mean, there's been talk around, you know, the fact that she's using the 2005 Zuma playbook. She wants to be fired. She wants to be the victim. It's not 2005. Cyril Ramaphosa is not Thabo Mbeki. And quite certainly, Lindiwe Sisulu is no Jacob Zuma.
And I think you said it, you know. I think that playbook worked, and it worked once. I've seen a lot of people attempt to do it. I don't think it's going to work for her. In fact, I was wondering whether it's a question of they really thought this through, strategically speaking, and they've got an idea of how it'll work out, or they're just unimaginative, because you cannot necessarily copy what former President Jacob Zuma did, because their alliance partners are not in line with Lindiwe Sisulu. She doesn't marshal the kind of support he had at the time. There's a lot of things that don't play in her favor. As we speak, you know, saying she wants to be an RET candidate, Bongani, not all the RET forces agree on Lindiwe Sisulu. In fact, a lot of them aren't convinced that she's the right candidate. She's vying for it, so among several other names. So it's not like it's a shoo-in. So she takes this risk, and I suppose this is her last chance to try and be president. She's got to, you know, put everything in it, which is why I suppose she's going to be fired.
Yes.
But it's not that the playbook won't work. It simply won't work.
Look, there are There are other contenders, as you say. Names like the former health minister, Zweli Mkhize, have been bandied about. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma herself, the opponent of Cyril Ramaphosa in 2017. So we're not quite clear which way it's going to go. And of course, there's still Ace Mahashule, who, although having stepped aside, isn't precluded from standing come December. But whichever way you dice it, and whichever way the RET faction goes, there is no doubt the president himself will certainly have been weakened by all of this.
You know, it's an interesting thing that's happening in the ANC. So the biggest fight at the moment from where I stand is around the deputy presidency of the ANC, because that's the future of the party. And a lot of people who are fighting that battle will tell you that there needs to be some level of stability. And that's something that bodes well for Cyril Ramaphosa, because they say at least allow him to return, because that's some predictability. So there are things that work in his favor. But Cyril Ramaphosa, as we all know, plays a long game. I don't want to write him off as yet. I'm not too sure it's going to happen. Last time was an interesting play because of the timing of the NEC. Lindiwe Sisulu defied him. And that was also, you know, a head-on challenge. What he does today in that NEC with regards to this, what he does as head of state about a minister who undermines him, all of that will determine what happens with the president. For most people, he needs to return. Even those who are his opponents or those who are slightly critical of him, he needs to return in order to have some level of consistency in the ANC.
I think everybody will agree that he will likely return, but he'll probably do so weaker and wounded. Siti Madia, EWN reporter there on the line.
Morning, Bongani. I think Lindiwe Sisulu is daring the presidency to fire her. Remember, as the plot thickens for the ANC's 2022 December elective conference, so this is all the leading up to it. So she wants to be fired so that she can be, you know, that rejected stone that then turns out to be the chief cornerstone. Politics, Bongani. Politics, Prince, Bedford View.
Prince and Bedford are using biblical analogies there, biblical imagery. Will it work? I don't buy it. What am I missing? What am I missing? If you agree with the analysis that says the reason the president is trading very carefully on this is not trying to create another Jacob Zuma, would it work? Really? I don't see it.